Welcome to What You Know Net Radio. This is a below top secret podcast for the above top secret website. I'm your announcer, Microsoft Sam.
Everybody hates me.
Well, why do you suppose that is?
Because I'm the son of the devil?
Uh-huh. That's a good start. Why else?
There's a lot of fine print in your plan, Mr. Vice President, in all due respect. It is, I'm not so sure 80% of the people get the death tax. I know this, 100% will get it. If I'm the president of this.
Must have been terrible for you to be trapped here, Jack. Must have been terrible for you. Well, it bloody is now!
We present What You Know.
Soylent Green is made from people!
Misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All!
We're paying $1 billion a year to Pakistan, which is orchestrating the Taliban insurgency. So it's actually U.S. taxpayer money that is paying for the insurgents.
So join us in at least ridiculing this moron on a W, U, K, and R.
All right, folks, let's get right into it. I have had it with these talk show hosts that want to screen their point at us like it's the only point of view out there. We got people like Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, their ilk, that are telling us their opinions in an argumentative and hostile way. These shout jocks, as I call them, want you to know what they think, no matter how ridiculous of an idea it is. I am glad Rush Limbaugh is mostly Steph, as I would hate to think that this right-wing nut job loves the sound of his own putrid and arrogant voice. Alex Jones isn't much better, in my opinion. This guy spouts so many strange and bizarre conspiracies, it'll make your head spin. The way he puts forth his agenda and his own personal distrust and disdain for this government makes him sound literally insane. The way these guys prattle on and on and on in this arrogant and argumentative fashion just turns me right off to their opinion. I may actually agree with what they say in theory, but the way it's presented to me in this crass and curt manner makes me want to take the con side of their issue. Just, I'm principled. I mean, do you two have to scream our heads off to be heard? Can you have a rational and eloquent discourse on the issue at hand without resorting to the off-the-cuff remarks about what you feel is bullshit? In fact, the way you two gentlemen in particular point your views is in itself a form of bullshit. Just because you want to scream and shout doesn't make us want to hear you. I've tried to listen to these two nutbags in the past and get through their rhetoric to the underlying cause they may be championing, but the way their information is presented is in the form of an angry lunatic. I know nothing about the world of broadcasting. I just know what I like to listen to. I know my interests. I know my own opinion. I don't need these things made up for me. And I don't want to hear opinions they may agree with shouted at me in an angry tone as if I were a child being lectured by a parent. What I love is hearing the word shut up and leave being spewed out by both of these freaks as they talk about the enemy of the day. I'll be right back. These guys just make my blood boil sometimes.
Hi, this is What You Know. When I tire of doing my little show here on ATS and wanted to see how the real pros do it, I like to go and listen to the Mix family of shows. We have the ATS Mix, brought to us by that wonderfully talented pair, Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. When I need a good laugh and find out all the cool things happening on Below Top Secret, I swing on over and listen to Doc Hancock and Spencer Tracy on the BTS Mix. And when I need to know the true dirt about the world of politics, I head on over and listen to Martin Bain and Justin Case with the PTS Mix. All three wonderful and enlightening shows are there for us to hear only on the Above Network, LLC.
What You Know Net Radio, destroying the earth, one podcast at a time.
Okay, we're back, and what I'm going to talk about now is Sean Hannity. This guy is so smug. This neocon conservative bastard is just has to be one of the most insane people I have ever seen on TV or heard about. I mean, this lunatic has got to be, in my opinion, just one of the most hate-filled people I've ever met outside of Christianity. So my suggestion for you three idiots is to take some Valium, calm down, and perhaps deliver your message to us in a sane and responsible manner. Thank you all for listening to this short little episode of What You Know Net Radio. This has been a Wucky Rant Cast, and so I'm signing off now. I'll talk to you all later.
This is WUKNR, home of Microsoft Sam and some shaved monkey typing on a keyboard.
Yes, Destiny has her hand on my back, and she's pushing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What You Know Net Radio. We hope that you've enjoyed the show. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to let us know. Have a great night.
Rebecca works.